The list is long and getting longer. Over $100,000 in loans from businessman Johnny Williams, an expensive Rolex watch given to McDonald's wife to give to the governor, $15,000 catering at their daughter's wedding, a loan to a family-owned business. The governor has paid back the loans and apologized for the embarrassment he has caused, but University of Mary Washington political analyst Steve Farnsworth says the case is far from closed.
The level of controversy and scandal that you've seen in the McDonald administration over the Johnny Williams matter has been far and above anything that we've seen in Virginia politics in decades.
And now comes word that First Lady Maureen McDonald used more than $17,000 in political action committee and inaugural donations for clothes and other items. Farnsworth says McDonald's one shining star is dimmed.
We'll see what the prosecutors come up with, but in terms of a political future for the governor, it's really hard to see that coming to pass.
Larry Sabato, director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics, says this is not just about the governor, but also about the political system.
As is often said, what is truly outrageous in America is not what's illegal, but what's legal.
McDonald has maintained he's done nothing illegal.
There are federal laws as well as state laws involved. We'll see about that.
Sabato says he's seen little so far, indicating that members of the General Assembly plan to fix the gift and disclosure loopholes when they go back into session in January.
As long as people can give millions of dollars to family members of statewide elected officials or legislators and not even have it disclosed, or give millions to a governor who can't run again and have it disclosed, this is a sick system. It has got to be fixed.
Hank Silverberg, WTOP News.